AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tropical storm Idalia now moving over South Carolina, and the National Hurricane Center says the threat of flooding continues. It came ashore as a Category 3 hurricane this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says largely were expected.
We have significant damage throughout the Big Bend region, but the response has been swift and people are getting help.
One man was killed by a falling tree in southern Georgia. Meantime, former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says the flooding will have a lingering effect.
This is going to have a big agricultural impact in southern Georgia. Cotton crops, corn, soybeans, peanuts, you name it. And then a lot of the workers in those areas are going to be. So this has got, we tend to focus on the physical damage. In southern Georgia, it's going to have a big agricultural impact.
President Biden's been in touch with the governors of Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina.
I let each governor I spoke with know if there's anything the states need right now, I'm ready to mobilize that support of what they need.
Elsewhere, red flag warnings for fire danger in Northern California, PG&E cutting power as a safety measure. A wave of Ukrainian drones struck military assets deep in western Russia, four military transport aircraft at an airport near Russia's border with Estonia and Latvia. Kyiv was hit by what Ukrainian officials describe as a massive combined attack of Russian drones and missiles. Meantime, the White House says Russia is turning to North Korea for help. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Russian Minister of Defense Sergei Shoigu recently traveled to the DPRK to try to convince Pyongyang to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. Since that visit, President Putin and the leader of the DPRK, Kim Jong-un, have exchanged letters pledging to increase their bilateral cooperation.
New Mexico's Attorney General Raul Torres and top prosecutors from 13 other states are backing calls to compensate people sickened by exposure to radiation during nuclear weapons testing in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. This is AP News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has had another incident of apparent freezing. Ed Donahue has the story.
Weeks after a similar episode in Washington, the 81-year-old McConnell was asked a question by a reporter in Kentucky.
I'm sorry, I had a hard time hearing you.
That's okay. What are your thoughts on running for re-election in 2026?
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh. McConnell didn't answer. He just stared straight ahead. An aide stepped in.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator.
Audio from WCPO. In all, Mitch McConnell was silent for about 30 seconds. The senator eventually answered two questions, but not the one about a 2026 campaign, and appeared to have some difficulty speaking. He left the room, walking slowly. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thank you, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.